The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Let's turn to our final question here. This weekend, the New York Times published an op-ed about the perils of delaying kindergarten. We've heard a lot about this throughout the last couple years, but once again, it's making the headlines. Is it worth all the hype?
So the article was interesting. It didn't talk about, normally these conversations get into preschool and the idea of universal preschool, whether all students should have access to school at age 4 or should have access to, you know, before kindergarten, some type of formal education. This was just saying not looking at the amount of years that students would go to school. It wouldn't be, you know, the 14th year of primary schooling or, you know, K-12 schooling that kids would get, but would be just whether or not they came in at the age of 5 or they came in at the age of 6. And honestly, for me, I think, who cares?
I don't think anything is worth all of the hype.
I mean, a lot of this comes down to, this is an op-ed written by some behavioral child psychologist type folk who were saying that students who came into school later were less socially developed. They eventually caught up to their peers, but that the first couple of years of schooling, they were, you know, a little bit behind, so that you definitely wanted to put your kid in school earlier.
Well, what's interesting to me about this is that they look at, you know, a student's absolute age and say, oh, those students that come into school later, you know, aren't at the same place as other students who are their age who went to school a year ahead of them. But to me, once you get to school, you kind of, it resets. You're a first grader. You're not, you know, a 6-year-old versus a 7-year-old. And if you're on par with the rest of your first graders, then what does it matter whether you're 6 or 7?
Well, and that gets into the question exactly of parent choice. And if a parent believes their child is ready to go to school at the age of 6, send your kid to school. If you think your child needs or would benefit from an extra year at home, you know, maybe you work really closely working on, you know, reading skills and doing all sorts of different emotional cognitive activities with your kids, you don't necessarily need that push into kindergarten. So it really shouldn't be somebody from the New York Times telling people that they need to send their kids to school or else.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the important part, that, you know, young children have such a capacity to learn, and you want to take advantage of that to the greatest extent possible. And if you can do that outside of school, if you, you know, are a great parent who is just always engaging their student, reading to them, teaching them, then that's a great environment for that child to be in. If, you know, you don't think you can provide that for your child, then yeah, sure, send them along to kindergarten, and, you know, hopefully they'll get that there. And at the end of the day, their brain is going to, you know, develop and learn, and they'll get ahead either way.
And I think that's the biggest point, which you made right there. You know, you can study and pick apart these different data for 5-, 6-, 4-year-olds and when they enter and when they don't, all you want. You know, come up with trends like this. You can do this for a lot of different data, but, you know, the stuff that's been most substantially proved in terms of how well a young child like that is going to develop is the amount of attention and the amount of educational opportunity they're receiving at home. And I think at the end of the day, regardless of what this study says, whether it's good to, you know, redshirt your kindergartner, whether it's good to put them in at age 5, whatever, it's what goes on at home that matters. I think we can all agree.
Unless you want a hockey player, in which case you hold your child back and you move to Canada.